This is For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, we send our peace and blessings upon all the prophets of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially the last of them, Muhammadul Mustafa and his progeny, and those companions who followed their path. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life, here on IRIB English Radio. We were talking about psychological diseases and the anxieties that we can feel within ourselves, in our surroundings and in our society, and what role faith and religion and the belief in God has in all of this, and how we can reach a peace of mind or mental peace with the belief in God or in religion. Accordingly, a person with faith knows that these bounties that we receive here in this material world are means for attaining to higher ends, and not the end and goal of life itself, in whose pursuit one should spend all his life, and moreover, lose his spirituality. The painful stresses produced by anxiety also leads to physical illness, and the loss of physical vigor. In order to safeguard one's physical health, dear brothers and sisters, and well-being, and save oneself from the influence of self-destructive forces within one, one must not allow anxiety and sorrow to overwhelm his or her soul. Let us see what Imam Ali, the commander of the faithful, alayhi salam, says about grief. He says, grief and anxiety have a destructive effect on the body. He says, grief and agony have a wasting effect on the body. He says, drink up or suppress your sorrow and resentment, because it is the sweetest and the most pleasant of drinks from the viewpoint of result and ultimate outcome. What he means with drink up here is suppress. Drink up your sorrow and resentment. He means suppress your sorrow and resentment. Why? Because it is the sweetest and the most pleasant of drinks. From which viewpoint? From the viewpoint of result and ultimate outcome. Scientific investigations, dear brothers and sisters, have revealed that some physical ailments are the effect of psychic anxieties and outbursts of emotion.
We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor, cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is
Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Mun, the well-known psychologist, writes, some of the physiological factors, some of the psychological factors of emotion are evident in everyday experience. The palpitation of the heart, accelerated breathing, a sinking feeling in the stomach, sweating, trembling, and many other organic phenomena are commonly reported aspects of emotion. Milder forms and intensities of emotion provide a motivational background to much that we do. He says, in emergency situations, largely through adrenal secretion, we have energy in excess of that normally present. The emotionally aroused organism is aroused all over. There is an overall interaction of receptors, muscles, internal organs, and nervous mechanisms with resulting changes in blood chemistry, in brain waves, and in the physiological reactions already considered. One frequent outcome of prolonged stress, emotional or otherwise, is the production of gastric ulcers. All of these physiological and physical symptoms that we see within our body is due to stress and anxiety. Thus, all of this belongs to the non-material domain. Anxiety, stress, and other psychological diseases that ultimately affects our physical well-being. These two realms, the material and the non-material, are interlinked with each other. If we do not have mental peace, if we do not have mental health, we cannot expect to have a good and healthy body. They are interlinked to each other. The psychic world with the material world. Any psychological stress produces all of those factors that we mentioned within our body. And you will sooner or later see that you have been afflicted by different physical diseases on top of your mental diseases. That which distinguishes the world of a realistic person, dear brothers and sisters, from the world of an immature one is imagination. A superficial and shallow person who has seen only the appearances of things is so much enchanted by his faculty of imagination that his heart is swept every moment by the waves of endless desires. And as soon as he comes to see the course of events as an obstacle in his way, his spirit becomes submerged in a fearsome gloom, and he is put at a complete loss. If this crisis is accompanied with a weakness of the soul, that may lead him to commit suicide. By contrast, the realistic person is free from the bondage of childish and unrealistic notions. Thus, dear brothers and sisters, what we need to do is to fix our set of mind, our expectations, our delusions and imaginations, and not allow them to influence our practical life. Change our way of thinking. Change your way of life. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, oh, oh,
your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you mean to me. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.